From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. Claude Tex MacGyver, the prominent Atlanta attorney and former state election official who was sentenced to life in prison earlier this week following his conviction in the shooting death of his wife, Diane MacGyver, is now the subject of a wrongful death lawsuit. The estate of Diane MacGyver brought the complaint against Tex and another woman who was a key witness in the murder trial. The suit asserts that Tex MacGyver was negligent in discharging a firearm while a vehicle was in motion, and that the other defendant, Danny Joe Carter, drove the victim to the emergency room at Emory University Hospital rather than calling 911. Georgia Democrats rallied behind their nominee for governor at an annual dinner in Atlanta last night. GPB's Emily Curitan reports.
Governor hopeful Stacey Abrams gave a five-minute speech that ended with a fiery call to expand state and federally funded health insurance.
And there is nothing more democratic than the belief that you should not die because we're too cheap and too mean to expand Medicaid in the state of Georgia. That is a democratic value.
About 900 supporters attended the state party's biggest annual fundraiser. The headliner was U.S. Senator Doug Jones of Alabama. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
Savannah State University Police Chief James Barnwell is no longer serving in that position. WSAV reports university officials are not commenting on whether he was dismissed or chose to leave. Barnwell was placed on leave in March amid allegations of sexual misconduct. Ulysses Bryant is serving as the interim police chief. And Savannah State University's president, Cheryl Dozier, is facing criticism over her leadership. WSAV reports groups of students, alumni, faculty, and faith leaders have written to the State Board of Regents to share their concerns about campus safety, student retention, and the graduation rate. The Faculty Senate, the official body representing Savannah State teachers, says it supports Dozier. Well, workers will begin the final construction phase of Mercedes-Benz Stadium's tricky retractable roof on Tuesday, 9 months after the facility opened. Automation problems kept the roof closed for most of the stadium's first year. The roof will remain open for 10 days during the construction, including June 2nd, when Atlanta United plays the Philadelphia Union. And that weather system that's threatening to dump copious amounts of rain in the southeast and wash out some Memorial Day weekend plans now has a name. Subtropical Storm Alberto is the first named storm of the hurricane season, which actually doesn't officially start until June 1st. Alberto is expected to produce heavy rainfall affecting the Yucatan Peninsula, western Cuba, Florida, and the northeastern Gulf Coast through the weekend. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.